Dear friend, a friend of ours, who shall remain anonymous, told us, I always make sure to go to confession right before our holiday visit to the in-laws. After sharing a big laugh, we saw the profound truth in our friend's practice. Forgiveness and grace need to be at the heart of Advent. Christmas without forgiveness is a lost opportunity, a tragedy even. With less than 2 weeks before we celebrate Christ's birth, many of us are busy writing cards, buying gifts, and preparing for celebrations with extended family and friends. But there are less fun things to do as well. Spending time with family inevitably means being with the ones we are likely to have hurt the most. And of course, this pain is usually a two-way street as we look back on how others have hurt us. Most auto accidents happen within a mile or two of home, where we feel a little too comfortable and let our guard down. Just so, our acts of selfishness, pride, impatience, envy, resentment, and anger happen close to home as well, among the ones we love best. With this in mind, our friend's call to confession is needed and urgent. Each of us desires to wake up on Christmas morning with a heart that is ready to welcome him, and freshly renewed by our own encounter with him in the Sacrament of Reconciliation this Advent, we can prepare our hearts to welcome our parents, children, in-laws, uncles and aunts, cousins, and others. To skip confession in the lead-up to our encounter with Christ is to deny ourselves the Lord's mercy. It also denies our loved ones the Christ-like joy, peace, and love that we otherwise might impart on account of knowing that we have been forgiven and knowing that we have chosen to forgive. Jesus taught plainly and simply, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." The Feast of the Nativity fast approaches. May we run with haste to receive the gift of Christ's mercy, and may we offer that gift lavishly to others in the days ahead.